Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bird Show.
All right, I'm just curious. We've been doing this kind of segment now for years, really.
Yeah, it's something that you're curious about. You know it's probably none of your business, and you should probably not think about it. But you're just curious and need to find the answer. So you can come to us with the situation. We try to help you get those answers so you don't look like the one who's too nosy. We'll be the ones that are too nosy for you.
Right.
So this is sort of the text version of I'm Just Curious. Jen got one of these a couple of days ago, and she's really curious about the backstory of the text because it wasn't intended for her.
Yeah, I got one that was, it was actually over the holidays, like right around New Year's or something. And it was like, I'm his baby mama, and I don't care if you got kids too. Mine are more important, and stay off my man, and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it was like angry text. Like, lots of it was in all caps, whatever. And I told my friend I was with, I was like, ooh, check out this text message. I don't think this was intended for me. And he laughed about it and said I should have just played along and just like kept going back and forth.
Totally.
And like get into a fight with whoever this was on the other end. I was like, no. I don't need that drama. I don't want somebody having my phone number. And then I got another one the other day about somebody talking about how they were at the movies and it was filled with white people and they were talking to the screen and
The white people were talking to the screen.
They couldn't believe that white people were talking at the screen or something like that. It was like three text messages in a row from somebody. I don't know who it is.
Huh.
So if Jen was one of you guys calling, she would tell us the story. She would give us the phone number off the air. And what we'll do later on today is we will record calling these people and going, hey, just between you and me, you know, that text message wasn't intended for me, but I'm dying to know what that was all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is only going to work if you still have the phone number.
Right.
Good morning, Terry. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert Show.
Hey, Terry. Hey. What's going on?
Not too much. A couple weeks ago, I was working on the weekend and got this text message and did not know who it was. Kept it for, I don't know why, I guess because I'm paranoid and a conspiracy theorist, and I kept it for evidence just in case, you know, someone was screwing with me and I needed evidence or something. But it wasn't near as dramatic as Jen's baby mama text.
But you're still curious, so what did it say?
It said, hang on, let me pull it up. It said, what was the final straw that made you say F this?
Oh, no, that's good.
That is a nice one.
Really good.
Oh, that's solid.
Yeah.
What was the final straw that made you say F this? Oh, yeah, that's a great one to start with.
Perfect.
But I actually responded to the text because I didn't know. I thought it was maybe a friend calling texting from another phone. So I wrote back, "Who is this?" And then they wrote back, "Who is this?" And then I wrote back, "What the heck? You texted me first." And then I had to forward the text to them, and they were like, "I have no idea how you got that. Sorry."
So they may be a little reluctant to talk to me about it or
maybe.
Talk to us about it later. Okay, so Terry, here's what we'll do. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get the phone number. Later on today, we'll record the call with whoever sent that, and we'll see if we can find out exactly what the backstory was, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, hold on. Well, that's a good one to start
with. That is a good
one.
There. Really good.
What was
the final straw that made you say F this?
Mm-hmm.
Here is Leslie. Good morning, Leslie. You're on The Bert Show.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You understand what we're trying to do here? You tell us what the text said. It was obviously not meant for you. We'll call that person later, and we'll try to get some answers for you.
Yes, that would be great. I got a text about 3 weeks ago, and it was a number that I didn't recognize. It was a 678 area code.
Mm-hmm.
And it just said, "It's not all about you. Leave it alone."
Ooh.
And I was like, "What is this?" So I texted back. I was just like, "Huh? Who is this?" And all that I got back was, "Seriously?"
Hmm.
And that's it.
It's not about you.
Leave
it alone.
Yeah, it's not all about you. Leave it alone.
Oh, that's good too. Very good.
And I have no idea what it's about.
Okay, this will work.
That's awesome.
This is great. Okay, I will put you on hold as well. We'll get that phone number, and then I'll call it later on today and see if we can get some answers for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on.
Now that we are doing this, we need to ask listeners to tell us about it, like the day after it happens? Because I'm guessing some of these from a couple of weeks ago, the person who sent it might not even remember why they sent it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? If it's a couple weeks old, like, could you even remember a text you sent 2 weeks ago or what it would be about?
Well, if it's that strongly worded, what was the final straw that made you say F this, then chances are pretty good you'd remember that one.
Or if I say it's not your business, leave it alone. I might remember that.
Yeah.
I'll take one more. Because I think the more we take, the better success we might have later on today. Hey, Kristen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, so you got a text. You don't know where it came from, but what did it say?
It said, "I like it when you act childish when we're doing it. I don't know why, but it turns me on."
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Well, creepy. I think that's pretty defined there, though, isn't it?
So I don't know who it was from, though.
So you're more interested in who it came from than the story behind it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's creepy.
Say it again.
I like it when you act childish when we're doing it. I don't know why, but it turns me on.
That's creepy.
Right, hold on.
Creepy.
Ew, I don't want to know how childish.
And she just really wants to know who sent it.
Yeah.
Now, it could be the case where it was like she's the next person on the contact list. Or somebody else in her phone is so close that the word is so close that it put down Kristen, but it really meant somebody else. She may know who that person is.
You can have more than one person by the same first name in your phone, and that's usually how it happens.
I may be more interested in that one than the others.
No!
It's the Burt Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.